you have reached SportsBeatOK.com and are tuned into the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network. We're back for our ninth season of broadcasting the Ketchum Warriors basketball games, and we're glad you joined us tonight. Tonight's the home opener for your Warriors and Lady Warriors, and they take on Fairland. Let's get out to the gymnasium, and your announcer for tonight's games, Davies Van Poole.
Good evening, Warrior fans. This is Davies Van Poole, the voice of the Ketchum Warriors. Welcome to the 2019-2020 version of Ketchum Basketball. We kick things off with home game tonight against the visiting Fairland Owls. Didn't lose a whole lot of folks from last year on the boys or girls team, so you're going to hear a lot of the same names. We do have some incoming freshmen. And I just want to go ahead and start right off by giving you our new rosters. We've got new uniforms this year with different numbers, so some of the kids are the same and some are not, but just for administration purposes, so you know who your kid is here, we'll start off with number 0, Ivy Lawrence, number 1, Lainey Scott, number 2, Lily Henson, number 3, Emily Flanagan, number 5, Star West, number 10, Haley Keys, 11, Summer Pippen, 14, Maddie Owen, 15, Jayla Kieslish, 20, Riley Bishop, 22, Zoe Hibben, 23, Jolie Johnson, 25, Kinsey Farrar, 30, Bella Morgan, 32, Maddie Ramos, and 33, Skylar Youngbear. Also on the team, but not always with a number, is Natalie Hicks, and that's the entirety of your Lady Warriors 2019-2020 basketball season. Just getting ready for the national anthem, probably in a tip-off here in just a minute, but go ahead and let you know, we did already play one game. We had to go up north to play Oklahoma Union. We could go on Saturday, and both teams got handed it to them by 20 points or more. But as we understand, of course, we know from football this year, Oklahoma Union is loaded with some athletes this year. Boys and girls have been state qualifiers in volleyball and in football. So not too terribly surprising that we went up there and got it handed to us in basketball. But as Lucky 7 starts tonight, we should be on our way. We're getting ready for the national anthem, so I'll send it back to Jay for just a minute, and we'll be back with the tip-off. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Van Poole, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warrior!
And our starting lineups tonight, we'll begin with the Fairland Lady Owls. Number 1, Goins. Number 2, Roberts. Number 3, McGranahan. Number 21, Davis. And number 22, Mayfield. Looks like number one Goins there is about 6 foot. The rest of them are pretty average height, 5'4", 5'5"-ish. And now our starting lineups for our Ketchum Lady Warriors. Number two, Lily Henson. Number three, Emily Flanagan. Number 15, Jayla Kieslish. Number 25, Kenzie Farrar. And number 30, Bella Morgan. Lady Warriors will be wearing white uniforms with blue and gray trim. The numbers are gray or silver with a blue trim around them. And our visitors from Fairland will be wearing red uniforms with white trim on it there. Head coach for the Lady Warriors in her second year is Kristen Hopper. Assistant coach is Matt Bender. All right. Ready to go and excited to see. Notably absent from this year's Lady Warrior team is Maddie Flanagan, who is not going to play basketball this year. But she's been offered about $5 million track scholarships from three Ivy League schools, as well as about six other Division I schools. Of course, Maddie's also a super smart kid and a six-time state champion in different events, so I don't blame her for protecting her career there. But there's one senior we won't have on the floor. And there's the tip. It's going to be controlled by the Lady Warriors. Kenzie Farrar's got it to Bella Morgan, to Lily Henson. Jayla Keys, top of the key. Great ball movement. Jayla's going to dribble around, kick it back out to Kenzie Farrar. She'll crank a long three off the glass. No good. Ball's going to go off of Mayfield for Fairland there, and it'll be Lady Warriors ball out underneath their own goal. 7:44 to go here in the first. No score. Ball's inbounded to Emily Flanagan. She'll crank a three. Off the back of the glass, no good. Rebounded by Fairland. 21, Davis with the ball. Tries to crank it down in the corner to Robertson. She steps out of bounds. It'll be Lady Warriors ball. Length of the court to go. Kenzie Farrar brings the ball up. Kenzie sporting a high-speed, high-tech right knee brace. As you remember, last year she tore her ACL. Appears to be 100% back now. Lily Henson with the ball driving in the corner. She's going to get fouled. And it'll be Lady Warriors ball out underneath our own goal. Ball's inbounded to Jayla. Point blank layup over the top of the rim. No good. Fairland with the ball. Mayfield brings it down to Davis. Stolen by Kenzie Farrar. She tries to chuck it the length of the court. Lily Henson gets it, puts the layup up and in. And Lily gets the first 2 points of this year. Good job, Lily. 2-0 your score. 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Davis with the ball, top of the key. She kicks it over to Mayfield. Down in the corner to Roberts. Long three, cranked up by Davis, no good. She gets her own rebound, top of the key. Just going to hold the ball for a minute. She kicks it to Roberts. Around to Davis. To Mayfield. High post from Granahan. She's going to get called for the walk. The Lady Warriors ball out underneath Fairland's goal. We thought they were going to press for a second. They come back off the ball, and they'll let us bring it up. Kenzie looks like she's going to be our ball handler. She dribbles in, loses it. Fairland steals it. Mayfield's got the ball. Dribbles down, puts up a long, crazy layup. And it goes in. That was one of those trash backyard shots that just got lucky. 2-2 is your score. 5:45 to go here in the first quarter. Emily Flanagan with the ball, top the key, now to Bella Morgan. Bella actually has a nice piece of dribbling. Goes in for the layup, hits the bottom of the backboard, rebounded by Lily Hinton. She hits the side of the backboard, no good. Fairland with the rebound. Roberts with the ball. She'll put up the shot, no good. Bella Morgan with the rebound, now Kenzie Farrar. She's guarded tightly, gets the ball up to Lily Hinton. Lily with a nice layup run, in and out, no good. And she'll get called for the foul on the over-aggressive rebound there. One foul apiece. Substitution's coming in for Fairland. McGranahan will have a seat, and Schertz will come in. Davis brings the ball up. 5:05 on the clock. First quarter action, 2-2 is your score. Davis kicks the ball over to Jones. Jones draws it down in the post. Shot is up. A number 22, Mayfield. That's her second field goal of the quarter. Fairland takes a 4-2 lead. Bella Morgan with the ball in the corner. She lost a long three. Air balls it. Jayla Keesless with the rebound. She puts up the layup off the side of the backboard. Man, we have been drilling the side and the bottom of the backboard. We've got to learn where we're at on the court there. Fairland brings the ball down. Davis with the long shot off the glass. No good. Roberts with the rebound. She's going to get fouled hard by Lily. That'll be her second foul. Ivy Lawrence set to check in for the Lady Warriors. Ivy will come in. And Lily Hinson will have a seat. Fairland's ball out half court. Mayfield inbound the ball. She'll inbound the ball to Davis. Back to Mayfield. Back to Davis. Top of the key. Down in the corner for a long three attempt by Jones. No good. Rebound Bella Morgan. Now to Ivy Lawrence. She's got a one-on-one break. She puts up a layup off the side of the glass. Wow. Wow, wow. Jones brings the ball up. Jayla Keese with the steal. Does some dribbling on her own. Not bad at all for a poster. Actually pretty darn good. Good job, Jayla. She kicks the ball out to Bella. She drives in for a 10-footer, airballs it. Rebound's going to go to Jones. Defense has been pretty salty this first part of the first quarter, but our offense has been absent. Fairland's got the ball. Mayfield. She's on the wing, kicks it down to Roberts in the corner. They'll hit Schertz in the high post. She'll kick it back out. Long three attempt by Davis, no good. Fairland with their own rebound. Jones with the ball. Now back to Mayfield. She'll crank another three in and out, no good. Fairland gets their own rebound. And Ivy Lawrence going to get called for her first foul. Fairland's ball out at half court. End of the game for the first time for the Lady Warriors, number 10, Haley Keith. And Bella will have a seat. Haley's one of our freshmen. Lob pass in from Fairland down low. Ball's going to be stolen by Emily Flanagan. Good job, Emily. Loses her dribble, but is able to grab a hold of the ball. To Kenzie, to Ivy. Long three. Air balls. Misses everything. Goes right in the hands of Jones. Fairland brings the ball back up. 2:37 to go. First quarter action, it's 4-2 Fairland. Ball's down in the corner to Davis. Kicks it back up top to Mayfield. She'll put up the shot off the glass. No good. Rebound. Kenzie Farrar, and she's going to get fouled by number 22, Mayfield, her first foul of the night. And looks like Haley will inbound the ball to Kenzie. Kenzie brings the ball up past half court. Got a good pick. And good looking where she threw it. She thought the post was down there. There was nobody down there but Fairland out. Davis with the ball. She'll kick it over to Jones. Long three, no good. Haley with the rebound for the Lady Warriors. She'll get the ball to Kinsey. Kinsey got away with the walk. Gets the ball down to Ivy. Puts the layup up and in, and it's good. Tie ball game, 4-4. Minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. That's some good teamwork there by Lady Warriors. Ball on the high post to McGranahan. She'll put it in. For Fairland, they're up 6-4. Kinsey brings the ball up for us with a minute 30 to go in the first quarter. Over to Emily Flanagan, top of the key. To Haley on the wing. Now she dribbles all the way down into the post. Back to Emily. She's almost near half court. And she's going to get called for the walk. Yeah, I don't know about that. That was right here in front of me. Not quite bad enough to register as the first bad call of the year, but it was borderline. All right, number 21, Davis has got the ball. Now we'll kick down in the corner to McGranahan. Back to Roberts. McGranahan puts up the shot. No good. It's going to go off Jaylee Keith. Fairland's ball out underneath their own goal. Substitution coming in. Number one, Goins for Fairland. And 21 Davis will have his seat. 1 minute to go. 6-4 here in the first quarter. Fairland on top. Bounce pass going to go in. Should be a jump ball. It is, and it'll stay with Fairland. Their ball out underneath their own goal. They don't have anybody taking the ball out yet. Now Roberts decides she's going to do it. Lobs the ball in. Number 24, Schertz. Cranks a three. No good. Rebound, Emily Flanagan. Good job, Emily. She'll get fouled by McGranahan. Three fouls apiece here. And McGranahan will have a seat. Number four, Wilson, will come into the game for the first time for the Fairland Lady Owls. 48 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 6-4. Haley with the ball. Now to Emily. Emily, nice little jump shot. No good, just barely off the front of the rim. Fairland with the rebound. Number one going, brings the ball up. Kicks the ball down in the corner to Roberts. Back around to Jones, top of the key for Fairland. Long shot by Goins, hits a three-pointer, and it's good. 9-4 is your score, Fairland on top. Kinsey Farrar brings the ball up for us. She'll hit Jayla on the high post. Dribble three, puts up the shot, and they're going to say she walked. 4.6 seconds to go, Fairland's ball. First quarter action. Ball is inbounded and knocked out of bounds by the Lady Warriors. 2.8 seconds to go, and it'll be Fairland's ball at half court. Ball's inbounded, number one. She put up the shot at the buzzer. No good. That'll do it for the first quarter. We're down 9-4. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catch the Morning Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our mobster pizzas. The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
And we're back. Well, defense pretty salty there. Did a good job man on man. Held Fairland to 9 points, and Fairland didn't shoot that bad.
Sorry, I'm a
And there's the buzzer. Had a clock issue there they were working on. Yeah, Fairland's out on the court, and we're still in the huddle. Yeah, we'll break our huddle. It'll be Lady Warriors ball to start the second quarter here, down 9-4. Haley's going to inbound the ball. Kenzie Farrar's guided tightly. Ball's inbounded in the backcourt to Kenzie. She'll dribble up. She gets it across the half court. Now to Ivy. Ivy dribbles down into the corner. Puts up a layup off the front of the glass. No good. Emily with the rebound. She puts up the shot. It's no good. Got a foul coming on somebody there. Looks like it's against Fairland. That's going to be on Jones, her first. Lady Warriors ball out underneath our own goal. Kenzie to inbound, and they were running a set play, and she didn't realize there wasn't a Lady Warrior there, and go straight to Fairland. They go to the other end, put up the layup, and we're going to get a foul called on Haley. Haley Keys with her first foul of the night. Number 23, Jones on the line for Fairland. First shot's on its way. It's in and out, no good. Just a little personal comment as we have some substitutions coming in. They're using some new balls in high school basketball this year. I've read a little bit about them, but they're almost orange. I mean, people laugh and saying all basketballs are orange. No, I mean like glow-in-the-dark fluorescent orange stuff. Really, really, really bright. The appearance from the distance, they look like they're nylon, but obviously when you get a hold of them, you touch them. And Fairland knocks the ball out of bounds. It'll be Lady Warriors ball on the side. There's that soft leather. It's really high quality, but boy, they are glowing orange. That's a better color than red, though, I suppose. All right, Ivy with the ball, top of the key, dribbling around. She'll throw the ball over Haley's head into the second row of the home stand. And it'll be Fairland's ball. Nope, timeout. Well, it is Fairland's ball, but we'll have our first timeout of the night. Catch 'em Lady Warriors, 30 seconds. We'll be back. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'em Warriors Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake. We have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
And we're back. 7:13 to go in the second quarter. Fairland still on top, 9-4. Fairland's ball, length of the floor to go. Officials are really kind of letting them play. Four fouls apiece could easily be about 10 apiece. Fairland's got the ball down in the corner, back to the top of the key to Mayfield. To Roberts, down to Goins. She'll launch another three, and it's good. Makes it 12-4. Kenzie Farrar to Jayla Kishla. She's in the half-court circle with the ball. Jayla's our post girl. Dribbling, much improved from last year. Dribbles down, puts up the layup. No good. She's fouled. I think she'll go to the line. Hopefully they called it in the act of shooting. They did. Jayla's going to the line. Jayla's first shot. Nothing but net. That foul is on number 24, Shirts. Her first. Jayla on the line. Second shot, it's good as well. 12-6, Fairland with the ball. We're in a little half-court trap. Boy, they break in about 2 seconds, put the layup from the other end. No good. Jayla Kichlis with the rebound. She'll get a foul. Back to Kinsey, who telegraphs her pass, and it's picked off about 2 feet in front of her. They dug it to the other end, put the layup up. That's Davis with the layup there. Kinsey brings the ball back up to Bella. Bella's going to get called for the walk there. Kinsey's going to have a seat. Number two, Lily Henson's going to come back in. There's 6:14 to go until halftime, and we're down 14-6. Number 21, Davis, brings the ball up. Kicks it over to Roberts. Down to Goins in the corner. She thought about it, too. I think she got away with the walk there. Back to Davis, top of the key. All the way around to Roberts. Long shot, no good. Rebound, Emily Flanagan. Good job, Emily. Now the ball's loose. Now Fairland ends up with it. That's my first controlled chaos play of the year on both teams. Just the only thing that's controlled about it is they all stayed inbound. The ball changed possession about 15 times. Fairland ends up with it. They get the ball in the corner. Roberts with the ball. Back to Mayfield at top. 5:25 to go in the second quarter. Mayfield back to Davis, back to Mayfield down in the corner, to Roberts, to Davis. She'll put up the shot, no good. Goins with the rebound, and she'll put the shot back up, and it's good. Gives Fairland their largest lead of the night, 16-6. Jayla with the ball, top of the key, under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Jayla dribbles down, puts up a nice scoop layup, and it's good. Oh, we got an injury timeout as Jayla went down. Jayla's going to have to come out for a second because they stopped the game for her. Appears to be okay. Just got a little shook up there. Didn't really see what happened, so I can't really explain it to you. It was after the layup went in and everybody was headed back down. So Davis bringing the ball up. Lobs it down low to Goins for the layup. No good. She gets her own rebound. Emily with a nice block, but they're going to call her on a foul on that just because she swatted down, but that's a good block. And Goins is going to go to the line for Fairland. 16-8. Goins on the line for Fairland, shooting two. First shot's off the front of the rim, no good. Ivy Lawrence sets the check back in. Bella Morgan will have a seat. Second shot is also no good. Rebound, Kinsey Farrar got away with the double dribble. Passes the ball down to Ivy. She's triple teamed, but somehow gets the ball to Lily with a nice turnaround jumper. No good. And we've got a fight for the ball down there. Good hustle. Jump ball, and it'll be Fairland's ball. Looks like we're going to jump into a full court press here. 4:17 to go. Second quarter action, 16-8. Fairland Lady Owls on top. Ball is inbounded to Goins. She's in the corner. Almost stolen by Ivy. She gave it all she had. Ball got by her anyway. Then she comes back and kicks it out from behind. There was some good hustle there by Ivy. Ball goes out of bounds underneath Fairland's goal. So it'll be Fairland's ball out of their own goal. They broke the press, but we slapped the ball twice. Goins with a long three. Nothing but net. She's got 8 of their 19 points. She's their long ball shooter. Kinsey with the ball to Ivy. Ivy's going to dribble in. Nice layup, and it's good. Good job. I said Ivy. That was Lily. My apologies. Lily Henson on the bucket there. Number 21, Davis, bringing the ball up. As Jayla sets the check back in. It's Goins down in the corner. Kicks the ball over to Schertz. Puts up the shot. No good. Emily Flanagan with the rebound. Now to Kinsey. She brings the ball up. And She'll lose her dribble to Fairland, and they'll call a timeout. 3:23 to go in the second quarter. It's 19-10. Fairland on top. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warrior Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
And we're back. 3:23 to go here till halftime. Fairland's on top, 19-10. Fairland's ball, length of the floor to go. Davis will bring the ball up. She'll kick the ball over to Jones. Back to Davis. And we're going to get a push off there on Goins. Her first foul. The Lady Warriors bring the ball back up. I don't know what. Try not to be negative. Bad pass. Goes to Fairland. They'll take the ball back the other way. Jayla didn't see anybody down there. And there were two defenders on the lady she was trying to pass to. Fairland takes the ball back the other way. Goins got the ball on the high post. Puts up the layup. No good. Fairland gets the ball down low. And they're going to say jump ball. And it'll be catching the ball. That's Emily Flanagan with the tie up there. Good job, Emily. Looks like they're going to jump into a full court press. Kenzie Ferrard inbound the ball. She'll get it to Ivy Lawrence. Ivy gets the ball to Jayla. Jayla to Lily. To Emily. Kicks it out to Ivy. Puts up the shot. In and out. No good on the three ball. Lily with the rebound. Puts the shot back up. No good. And we're going to get Fairland's ball there. We're going to get a foul on Emily Flanagan. I don't know about that. I think that was just a good hustle. Should have been jump ball. Haley back in, Emily out. 2:22 to go in the first half. I gotta get my basketball brain back in function here. Davis brings the ball up. Number two, Roberts with the ball. Kicks it around to Davis. She put up a long shot. No good. And ball's going to go out of bounds off of Goins. Fairland's going to stay in the full court press. Kenzie Farrell will take the ball out for us. 2 minutes, 1 second to go. And we're going to get a foul on number two, Roberts. And that'll put us in a 1-1. 2 minutes, 1 second to go until halftime. 19-10, Fairland Lady. Owls on top. And Lily hits and goes to the line. First shot up. It's good. Good job, Lily. And Lily gets that ball. And she'll make the second one as well. Good job, Lily. Fairland with the ball. Should go off of number... Oh, I thought that was off of Fairland out of bounds. They're going to say it was off of us. Could have gone either way. Fairland's ball out underneath their own goal. Number 21, Davis with the ball. She's going to inbound it in the corner to number 23, Jones. Long three, no good. Jayla Kieslis with the rebound. She'll pick the ball up. Gets the ball to Kenzie. Back to Jayla, top of the key. Jayla's dribbling is so much better than last year. I'm super impressed. Dribbles down low, puts the shot up, air balls the layup. We've got to work on our shooting, but our dribbling's 1,000 times better. And we're going to get a walk on McGranahan. 1:28 to go here in the second quarter. Kinsey inbounds the ball to Lilly, back to Kinsey. Crosses half court. High post to Jayla. Jayla drives to the baseline, puts up the shot, uses her body there. Good job. Makes it. Seems to do that every single time. And we're doubled up on a while ago, and then we've crawled back into this with 1 minute to go till halftime. It's 19-14. Ivy Lawrence with a nice steal, then stolen right back. And going to put up a layup, and she makes it. Spoke too soon. 21-14, Fairland on top. Jayla with the ball top of the key. Dribbles to her right and her left. Foul of the half. 37 seconds to go. Jayla Kiesler's on the line. These are huge. Keep us in it here. And off the front of the rim, no good. Fairland with the rebound. 34 seconds to go. Ball goes down the post to Shirt. A long two taken by Roberts there. It's no good. We got a collision, about three girls down. Ivy with the ball. She'll get the ball back to Haley. McKenzie, we got 12 seconds. Ivy Lawrence with the ball, hold for one. Down in the corner to Haley. She puts up the shot, layup off the side of the glass. That's like the fifth one we've done this year. Wow, this game. And there's the buzzer. That'll take us to halftime. We're down 21-14. Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll be back with the first half recap. Thanks for listening to the Catch and Warrior Sports Network here on SportsSpeedOK.com.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
mobster pizzas.
The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
And we're back, Warrior fans. 21-14, Fairland Lady Owls on top. I would say that's pretty, even though we had a first game a couple, or, you know, about 10 days ago, I would say that, that was pretty resemblance of our first game of the year. There were some things we did really, really well, and some things we didn't do so well. So let's start with the negatives, and then we'll finish on the positives. So our negatives were at least 7 or 8 layups that we hit the bottom of the backboard or the side of the backboard. those are wide open shots, and we're just not knowing where we're at as far as our goal awareness, our court awareness of where we're at on the floor. So got to work on that. You know, even make half of those, and we're on top of the game easily. However, the good thing is, you know, we held the team to 21 points at half. Our defense played pretty salty. And also, they put us in the full court press about three or four times. And, you know, last year and the year before, that would continually get us in trouble. And, hey, we broke it three times in a row there. So much improved on our passing schemes of how to get through that. So all in all, not a bad first half at all as we're down 21-14. Just three Lady Warriors got into the scoring column. Ivy Lawrence has got two. Lily Henson's got six. And Jayla Keishless has got six. For Fairland, out of their 21 points, number one, Goins, has got 13 of their points. We could just shut her down. Nobody else on the rest of the team can score. So we'll see where we're at there. Nobody in foul trouble. Lily Henson's got two, and Emily Flanagan's got two. On the Fairland Lady outside, McGranahan, who's only scored 2 points, has got three. So it's not like she's a big factor in that at all. But anyway, 21-14, Fairland Lady Owls on top. And we'll be back with the third quarter here in just a few minutes. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'em Warriors Sports Network here on SportsBeatOK.com.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Catch 'em Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley. And we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
Mobster Pizzas.
The best Supreme Pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
As old man winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley. And we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Oh. Ivy Zero. And welcome back, Warrior fans. Just about ready to go here. I got off on my numbers earlier today, so I want to make an apology there. I was calling number one. Ivy Lawrence, but number one is Lainey Scott. Ivy Lawrence is actually zero. And if you want to know the reason of that, it's because that's right where the hole punch went through my page. So, Fairland starts the second half off with the ball, get it down low to Goins. She'll put up a layup. No good. Lady Warriors with the rebound. We head back the other way. Emily Flangen puts up a quick three. It's no good. Fairland gets the rebound. Number two, Roberts, she's going to get called for a walk. It'll be the Lady Warriors ball out under our own goal. 7:36 to go in the third quarter. And we are down 21-14. That's a good football score. Jayla with the ball in the post. Puts up the layup. Nothing but net. Good job, Jayla. 21-16. Davis brings the ball up. In the half-court circle. Just standing there dribbling. Now Emily's going to come out and guard her. Ball gets past the number two, Roberts. Back to Goins, back to Roberts. Back to Davis, to Mayfield. Back to Davis. In the corner to Roberts. Long three, air ball, no good. Kenzie Farrar with the rebound. She throws it forward. Gets the ball to Lainey Scott. She'll put up the shot, no good. She's fouled. She'll go to the line. Their shot is no good. Second shot is also no good. Fairland brings the ball up. Davis with the ball. She put up a layup. No good. Goes out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it went off of Laney Scott. Fairland's ball out under their own goal. Davis inbound. She'll lob it in. Number 24, Shirk, puts up a shot. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. The Lady Warriors ball. Kenzie Farrar bringing the ball up for us. She'll get it to Jayla. Jayla dribble off her foot. And it'll be Fairland's ball. Oh, there was a foul called there on Jayla. Her first. Davis brings the ball up for Fairland, just walking it up to kick the ball over to Jones. Mayfield in the corner. And they'll call Kenzie for the foul, I think. Yep. That's her first. Fairland's ball out underneath their own goal. Ball's inbounded to Mayfield. Kicks it over to Davis. Launches a long three off the front of the rim. No good. Shirts with the rebound. She puts it up. No good. They're going to call her for a walk. It'll be Lady Warriors ball. 5:56 to go here in the third quarter. Still 21-16. Fairland on top. Kenzie brings the ball up for us. She'll lob it down low to Jayla. Layup. It's good. Good play there, ladies. 21-18. That's as close as we've been since early on. Shirts with the ball. Kicks the ball over to Mayfield. She'll launch a three. Off the glass, no good. Jayla Kieslis with the rebound. Jayla almost loses her dribble. Then she finds Emily Flanagan down low. Point blank layup, no good. And we'll get the foul on Emily. That's her third. That's just a frustration foul. Emily will have a seat and Haley will come in. Fairland's ball, length of the floor to go. 5:14 on the clock. 21-18 is your score. Lady Owls on top. Shirts with the ball for Fairland. Kick it down in the corner to Davis. Back to Robert. She puts up the shot. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of the Lady Warriors. Fairland's ball out underneath their own goal. Davis will be inbounding it. To Shirts. Back to Davis. She puts up a running layup. No good. Shirts with the rebound. And we're going to end up getting a foul called on Shirts. That was a interesting call. I think we got the better end of that deal, but we'll take it. 4:40 to go. Kenzie brings the ball up. Jayla in the high post. Back to Laney. Back to Kenzie. Top of the key. High post to Lily. Lily hands the ball back off to Kenzie. Puts the layup up. And it's good. She actually lay up off the side of the glass, but it went right back to her, and she put it immediately back up, and it was good. 1 point lead for Fairland, 21-20. We're at 4:06 to go in the third quarter. Roberts with the ball. Now to Shirts in the low post. She put up the shot, no good. Davis with the rebound, and it's good. That's their first bucket of the second half. 23-20, Fairland on top. Kinsey brings the ball up. Kicks it in the corner to Laney, to Haley. Who made that? Laney Scott with the bucket there. Laney's not very tall. She got lost in the trees down there, and I could not see who made it. Church with the ball for Fairland. Long 3 foot up, no good. And then the two by Jones on the putback is good. It's 25-22, Fairland on top. 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Things getting a little saucy. Girls starting to push each other a little bit there. And Lily Henson goes up for a shot, and she gets fouled. And she's fouled by Goins. That's her third foul. Lily Henson. At the line for two. First shot's up. Rolls around the rim, no good. McGranahan comes in. Goins has a seat for Fairland. Lily gets the ball for her second shot. And nothing but net on that one. Good job, Lily. 25-23, Fairland on top by two. Mayfield with the ball. To Roberts. To Jones. Davis with the ball now. Going to go off of Shirts out of bounds, and it'll be Lady Warriors ball. Length of the floor to go. Kenzie will bring the ball up for us. She crosses half court. Back to Laney, to Lily, to Haley. Back to Laney, to Jayla Keish on the high post. She's going to drive down low for the layup. No good. Good shot, though. We'll take that every time. Fairland with the ball. They head back the other way with 2 minutes and 8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Ball's over to Davis. Kicks it back to Mayfield. She's going to get called for a walk. She didn't think she did it. And it'll be Lady Warriors ball out in front of the Fairland bench. Kenzie crosses half court. Looks like they're showing a half court trap. They are. Ball goes down low to Haley, puts up the layup, no good, nobody on her. And then we're going to get a foul called on Jayla, her second of the night. 1:39 to go here. Third quarter, we're down a bucket, 25-23. Davis brings the ball up. Got a scrum for the ball. We're going to call a jump ball, I believe. It'll be Lady Warriors ball. Number two, Roberts, to check back in. Mayfield will get a well-deserved break. Mayfield's only got 4 points for Fairland, but she's kind of the four general, tells everybody where to go. Kenzie Farrar brings the ball up for our Lady Warriors down in the corner to Haley. Kicks it over to Laney Scott. She'll put up a three and nailed it. Good job, Laney. And that'll give the Lady Warriors our first lead since early on. 26-25 with a minute to go in the third. McGranahan puts up the shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts up the second shot. She'll get fouled. Foul called on Laney, her first. Amber Granahan, oh, that's two on Laney. I guess I missed one there. McGranahan on the line. Shots up. First shot is good. Tie ball game at 26. McGranahan's second shot is up. Off the back of the rim, no good. Haley Keyes with the rebound for the Lady Warriors to Lily. Lily puts up the layup, and it's good. Boy, she was running full steam ahead on that one. Two-point lead for the Lady Warriors, 28-26, 37 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And we're going to get a foul on Laney. It's her third. All right, it'll be Fairlands ball out underneath their own goal. 32 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Ball is lobbed in. Davis takes it, puts the layup up. No good. Jayla Kieslitz with the rebound. Loses her dribble. Picks it back up, gets it to Kenzie. Good job. 22 seconds to go in the third. We should play for one. Jayla on the high post. Spinning layup, and it's good. We've got a four-point lead, 30-26. McGranahan with the ball. She'll kick it over to Jones for the long shot. No good. Ball still loose down low. And we're going to get a foul on the shot. So Fairlane's going to go to the line with no time on the clock. It'll keep it right here for just a second. Number two, Roberts on the line. That foul was on Kenzie Farrar, her second. First shot in and out, no good for Roberts. She'll get one more. And Roberts' second shot here is good. She'll make that one. That'll do it for the third quarter. We erased a 7-point deficit, came out with a 3-point lead. We're up 30-27. We'll be back in 60 seconds for the fourth quarter. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsfeedOK.com.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And we're back. You know, I'm just going to give a little shout out to our school administrators and staff. Not meaning to gross everybody up. Somebody puked out in the commentary there, and somebody's got to clean that up. Nice like that. I'm awful glad I'm on the radio and not on the school staff. All right, ball's inbounded. We've got a massive collision down there. I'm going to get a foul called on Lily Henson. That's her third. Number one, Goins on the line for Fairland. First shot's up. No good. Fairland gets their own rebound, cranks a three. No good. And they're going to get a foul on 23. Jones, her second. Kitchens are rising, the girls. I don't know, I missed something because everybody's mad at her by now. 7:52 to go in the fourth quarter. We're up by 3, 30-27. Our ball length of the floor to go. Emily Flanagan will be inbounding. And they're in the full court press. Get the ball to Kenzie Farrar. She'll crank it forward to Jayla Kieslitz. She drives in. And going to get a blocking foul called on Church. Nope, that foul's on. That foul's on going. We've got a Fairland parent that's causing disturbance in the game. She's got to go. She's right here behind me. Her administrator's taking care of the situation. We're going to have to get law enforcement in here to get this mom out of here. It's so embarrassing. We're going to go to a 30-second timeout. We'll be back. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'Em Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
Man, we're back. Now the mom is screaming at the Fairland coach. And Jayla makes her free throw. They got her to calm down for a minute, and then she went after her own coach. She is mad about something. We've got all the catching administrators over here as well as the resource officer. Nothing makes it matter. Think the kid's getting mistreated. Jayla's going to miss her second one there. 31-27. Fallon puts up the layup, no good. Kenzie Farrar with the rebound. Our Lady Warriors are up 31-27, 7:26 to go in the game. Jayla kicks the ball out to Bella Morgan. Kenzie Farrar, top of the key, she backs back out. Kenzie's going to put up the layup, no good. Fallon with the rebound. Number 21, Davis brings the ball up. Number two, Roberts with the ball. Top of the key for Fairland. Just bouncing it around. We go under 7 minutes. We still got a four-point lead, 31-27. Davis with the ball in the corner for a long three. Nothing but net. Makes it a one-point game, 31-30. Kenzie Farrar will bring the ball up. Lily Henson with the ball, kicks it down to Bella in the corner. She's going to drive in for a layup, changes her mind, kicks it out to Kenzie Farrar, wide open three, no good. McGranahan with the rebound for Fairland. Now the ball to Davis, she'll bring it back the other way. Kicks the ball back to McGranahan. Now to Roberts, to Schertz, back to Davis, she'll drive in. And we're going to get a foul on somebody. Fouls on Emily Flanagan. That's her fourth. Melanie Scott will come in. Emily will have a seat. All right, number 21, Davis on the line. First shot is up, and it's good. Second shot on the way. It's good as well. ...32-31, Fairland on top. Davis just pickpockets the ball from Kenzie Farrar. Makes it, and we're going to take a timeout. That's a good timeout. 5:54 to go in the fourth quarter. 34-31, Fairland on top. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'Em Warriors Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
And we're back. 5:54 to go in the ballgame. 34-31, Fairland Lady Owls on top. It's going to be Ketchum's ball into the floor to go. They've pressed us the last two times, swiped the ball from us. Doesn't look like they're going to press this time. You know, Fairland got up to a 12-point lead there in the first half, and then we cut it back and actually came on top there just for a little bit, and they've reeled it back to a 3-point lead. Jayla Kieslis with the ball, top of the key. Kick the ball back. Laney with the air ball three-pointer. Didn't get anything. And it'll be Fairland's ball. Davis brings the ball up. Get over to Schertz. Back to Mayfield. To Davis. She'll crank a three off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound goes to Kenzie Farrar. Kenzie gets the ball to Lily. Lily puts it up. No good. She'll get fouled, go to the line. Foul is on Jones, her third. Oh, they're saying that that was on Shorts. Anyway, Lily on the line shooting two. First shot, nothing but net. Good job, Lily. Second shot on its way. Nothing but net as well. 1-point game, Fairland on top. 34-33, 5:12 to go in the ball game. Davis brings the ball up, finds Mayfield. Down underneath to McGranahan. She'll put up the layup. It's good. Lily will bring the ball up for us. Over to Bella. I'm not sure who she throws that to. That's just a terrible pass. Ugh, I hate those unforced errors. Fairland's ball. Oh, we're in the 1-1 now. That was on Lily. That's her fourth. Fairland's on top, 36-33. Number three, McGranahan on the line. She'll be shooting 1-1. Makes it. Actually, she's shooting double bonus because that's our 10th foul. Haley Keys comes in. McGranahan gets the ball for her second shot. Off the side of the rim. Going to be off of Fairland. It'll be our ball. Okay, so we've got 4:53 to go in the ball game. It's a 4-point game, 37-33. Our ball. Kenzie Farrar brings it up. They're definitely in a half-court trap. Kenzie does a good job dribbling through it. Then makes a terrible pass, and Fairland gets the ball. That's three unforced errors where we just threw the ball. Not even where it was stolen in the passing lane. We just threw it where there was no Lady Warrior at, right to a red jersey. That's some sort of play or something that they're either not working or they're just not looking to see if anybody's there. This is killing us. We could win this game easily. Jones with the ball. Top of the key for Fairland. She'll get the ball to Davis. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Jayla Kieslis. Bail-in ball in the corner. And we're going to get a timeout. 30 seconds on the Ketchum side there. 4 minutes to go. We're down four. 37-33. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warrior Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davey Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley. And we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
And we're back. 4 minutes on the clock. We're down four, 37-33. Fairlands ball in the corner. And it looks like Davis will be taking it out for them. Ball is inbounded to Schertz, who puts up a crazy jump hook. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up again. Jayla Kieslis with the rebound. Jayla's going to pick up her dribble. Nope. She keeps going up. She fooled me. Gets the ball to Kenzie. 3:45 on the clock. Jayla's going to get called for a walk, or she got fouled. They're going to call a foul. On number 23, Jones, we definitely got the better end of that. I think that's her fourth now.
Good job, McKenzie! Good job, boys! Good job,
boys! All right, Kenzie Farrar on the line. First shot is nothing but net. Good job, Kenzie. Back to a three-point game. Kenzie's second shot on the way. It's also nothing but net. Two-point game, 3:38 to go. 37-35, Fairland on top. Davis brings the ball up. Kenzie's going to get called for a push there, and she did it too. She was leaning hard on her. Number 21, Davis, on the line. She'll make her first one. Three-point game, Fairland on top. Second shot's on its way. Crawls around, no good. Church with the rebound. She puts it back up. It's no good, but she'll get a foul called. But she'll go to the line, so... keep giving them the offensive rebounds and the fouls. Those are unforced errors. And we're only down three. Shirts on the line. First shot is up. Bounces off the back of the rim. No good. And we've got Lily Henson and Emily Flanagan coming back in. All right, Church with the ball now for her second shot. 3:20 on the clock. We're down by three. Puts up the shot off the back of the glass. No good. McGlanahan mounts it off her own legs. It'll be Lady Warriors' ball. And they're not pressing us, which surprises me, but that's a good thing. Kenzie brings the ball up to 3:15 on the clock. We're down three. Get the ball to Jayla. High post. Puts up the layup. No good. Fairland with the ball. Davis kicks the ball. Under three to go. Three-point game. Davis gets the ball to Mayfield. Down to McGanahan in the post. Back to Davis. Puts up a 20-footer. And they're going to... 30-second timeout. Fairland will be back. We're down by three, 2:43 to go in the game. Thanks for listening to Catch a Warrior Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
Gambino's Pizza, you're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza, the largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
mobster pizzas,
the best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
And we're back. 2:43 to go in the ballgame. Fairland's in the double bonus. We're in the 1-1. We're down by three. 2:43 on the clock. Fairland's got the ball in the corner, well, halfway between the corner and the backboard there. And it's their ball. Davis will get the ball from the official to inbound. Bounce pass down low. Schertz puts up the shot. It's good. 5-point ball game. Willie Hinson takes it the other way, 100 miles an hour. Puts the layup off the glass at 100 miles an hour. No good. Fairland with the rebound. Davis brings the ball up. We're in a tight defense there. Davis with a nice piece of dribbling, kicks it down to McGanahan in the corner. Ball's loose. Scrum for it. We're going to call that ball foul, I think, on Laney Scott. Looks like we got a timeout here. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go. We're down by five. 35-40. We'll be back in sixty. Thanks for listening to Catch the Warrior Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And we're back, Warrior fans. Fairland ball at the free throw line. And McGranahan's first shot, good. McGranahan, mispronouncing that, my apologies. They're up by six. Second shot on its way, it's also good. Now they're up seven. Kenzie Ferrar brings the ball up. Terrible pass. Goes off of one of the Fairland girls to Jayla. Puts up the shot. No good. Gets the ball back to Lily. Puts up the shot. She'll get fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. .153 on the clock. Lily Hinson on the line shooting two. We're down seven. First shot, nothing but net. Good job, Lily. 6-point game. Second shot. Bounces around. It curls in. Good deal. Back to a five-point game. 1:53 to go. It's just a two-possession game. Man, that was had to be close to 5 seconds on the inbound there. Mayfield with the ball. He gets the ball to Davis. Shirts with the ball. Down underneath to Davis, puts up the shot. I'm going to call Taylor Kiesler with the foul there. And Davis for Fairland will go to the line for two. Minute 29 to go here. First shot from Davis is up. Bounces out. No good. Second shot from Davis. On its way. It's good. .37-43, Fairland on top. Kenzie Claw with the ball to Jayla Kishlis. To Lily. Puts up a crazy shot. No good. Jayla with the rebound. She puts it back up, and it's good. Four-point game, 43-39. Davis with the ball for Fairland. 1:04 on the clock. Shirts with the ball. And Mayfield's going to dribble in, put a layup at the end. It's good, and she gets the foul. Fouls on Lainey Scott. She's gone. That's her fifth. And looks like Haley Keys will go in for. Yes! 51 seconds to go. They've got a 6-point lead. One more. One more shot here. Just a second. They're talking to the girls down low about something. Shots up, in and out, no good. Jayla Kieslis with the rebound. Gets the ball to Kenzie. He throws it away, but fortunately the Fairland girl steps outside. Kenzie's really struggling with telegraphing every pass she makes tonight. She's usually better than that. To Jayla. To Laney, back in the corner to Kenzie. One thing from Kenzie I would like to see more of. She's a good three-point shooter. She gets the ball and a nice pass to Jayla. And Jayla puts the shot up in. It's good. Back to a four-point game, 45-41. Davis with the ball. Just trying to get the foul. We're going to get a timeout by Fairland with 17 seconds to go. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsFeed. Okay, make that 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304.
Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
And we're back, Warrior fans. Once again, we're down by 4, 45-41, 17 seconds on the clock. Fairlands ball in their front court, about halfway between the baseline and half court. We've got a foul. It's the only way we can win. And Laney's going to commit a foul there, which she had to. Not Laney. And she has to take a seat. So both Laney Scott and Lily Henson have fouled out. Emily Flanagan's got 4. Jayla's got 3. Davis makes the first shot there. Second shot on the way. It's also good. 15 seconds to go. 6 points. We need 2 3-pointers. Kenzie's dribbling around. She'll throw the ball away. Every time. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and that'll be the ball game. We go down to the Fairland Lady Owls, 47-41. Let's take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back with the game recap. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'Em Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davey Vample, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
mobster pizzas.
The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
And we're back, Warrior fans. We go down to Fairland Lady Owls, 47-41. Just looking at, it was a tale of two different games. The first quarter, we only scored 4 points. Man, if we'd have just anything in the first quarter, we'd have been there. 10 points in the second quarter, and then we got on fire in the third and fourth quarter, obviously scored a little bit more. But, man, that was frustrating. The foul total there, I wasn't even paying attention there towards the end of the game. Ended up, we had 12 more fouls than they did. But I didn't really see any of those that were horrible, minus one. So I'm not going to get on the officials there. I'm going to say what lost the game for us was all the layups that we hit off the bottom of the backboard or the side of the backboard, which we did a bunch of, both in the first half and the second half there. And then just those bad passes, about 4 possessions in a row on a point guard. I'm convinced there's a play they're supposed to be running, and Kenzie's looking for somebody on the wing, and she turns and throws it, and there's nobody there, and she's counting on them being there, and they're not. So well, that's a communication thing there between our wing and our in our point there, but maybe they'll get that figured out. Because I can't believe she'd just make a blind pass that many times with nobody there. Anyway, we did have some serious foul trouble. Lily Henson and Lainey Scott both fouled out. Emily Flanagan had four. Jayla Keach had three. Kenzie Farrar had three. And Ivy Lawrence had one. Point totals for the game, Ivy Lawrence had two. Kenzie Farrar had four. Lainey Scott had five. Lily Henson, 13. And our high pointer for tonight was Jayla Keachless, was 17. And although Jayla frustrated me with some messed up layups down there, I'm going to just give her a shout out that her dribbling from the high post to the low post is so much improved from last year that she gets the gold star on that. So back into Lucky 7 play, or beginning the season with Lucky 7 play. We're just right there, loose by 6. But we'll only score 4 points in the first quarter. So I'm going to say we're going to be in 90% of our Lucky 7 games this year, which is a good thing. So all in all, for our first home opener, even though we get the loss, not a bad outing at all there. We go down to the Fairland Lady Owls, 47-41 in our second game of the year, which will give our Lady Warriors an 0-2 record. And we're going to send it back to the studio for a little bit, and we'll be ready for the boys' action coming to you in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'em Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
As old man winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley. And we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
Mobster Pizzas.
The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all
all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
As old man winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
Mobster Pizzas.
The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And we're back, Warrior fans, as we're getting ready for our pregame introductions here. I may or may not get through the roster before this starts. Nope. I'll get all the kids here in a minute. Starting lineups for the Pearland Owls. Number two, Bird. Number five, Powell. Number 14, Tadbird, who is a big old tall kid. Number 21, Martin. And number 33, Tudor, who is, those of you that know me, who is my size of a human being, so 6'3", 270 probably. So they've got two big, big kids out there. Starting lineups for our Ketchum Warriors. Number three, Colton Johnson. Number four, Hayden Rogers. Number 10, Austin Chandler. Number 14, Jace Martin. And number 25, Cole Austin. All five of our starters this year started a lot last year. Excuse me, and had a lot of playing time. So we shouldn't have any rookie uh-ohs there. As I look at our two schools tonight, we definitely are going to be able to outrun them, and they're definitely going to be able to outsize us, outmuscle us. So two vastly different types of games, I'm guessing. We'll see which one carries. Warriors are wearing white uniforms with gray numbers and blue trim. Fairland's in red uniforms with white trim. Number 21, Martin, in there to jump against Jace Martin, and he's easily 6 inches taller than he is. We'll see how this goes. Ball's up. Dan Fairland controls. Bird with the ball. Kicks the ball over to Martin. Martin dribbling around the top of the key. We're in a man-to-man defense. Tudor with the ball. He'll kick it out to Powell. Powell put up the three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound still loose. Scramble for the ball. Ought to be a jump ball as everybody dives for it. Good hustle there. Jace Martin and Padbert. Tied up. It'll be Warriors ball. Hayden Rogers passes the ball to Austin Chandler. Austin will bring the ball up for us. Kicks the ball over to Colton Johnson. Colton to Hayden. Back to Austin. Down low to Colton. He puts up the layup. No good. Hayden Rogers with the rebound. He'll put up the shot. No good. Jace Martin with the steal. And we're going to get away with one there. He called about a foul on number... He called a foul on 14 red. That's Padberg. Man, he wouldn't, I guess I wouldn't pay attention because he was way away from the play. Ball's inbounded to Hayden Rogers. Back to Jace Martin. Cole Austin, he'll put up the shot. Nothing but net. Good job, Cole. And Austin Chandler steals the inbound. He puts up the layup. It's good. It's 4-0. Warriors is wearing a full court press. 6:51 on the clock. And we'll steal it again, but it'll carry us out of bounds. Tudor's going to inbound the ball to Bird. Ball stolen by Jace Martin. Cole Austin. They get the ball to Jace down in the corner. Jace gets the ball back out to Cole Austin. He'll put up a three. Nothing but net. 7-0 Warriors. We're in the full court press. Hayden Rogers going to steal the ball, go out of bounds again. He's every three of them. And Fairland's going to take a timeout right off the bat. That full court press is killing them. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
As old man winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea.
We're more than a lumberyard.
And we're back, Warrior fans. 7-0 Warriors on top here. I was joking before the game that we look like we're twice as fast as they are, but they're twice as big as we are. So far, speed is beating size. 7-0 Warriors on top. Fairlands ball down in the corner in their front court. Had a little clock, Barker to inbound the ball. Gets the ball to Martin. Martin will get fouled by Cole Austin, I think. 1-4-14. That'll be on Jace Martin. His first. Fairlands ball. Oh, Colton Johnson just made it. Oh! Everybody got quiet if you should have heard. He flipped upside down over the top of the railing in between the seats. The most athletic play I've ever seen to steal the ball. Obviously carried him out of bounds. If I thought he was going to just lay there dead, and he popped right back up. Good job, Colton. And then he turns around and steals the ball again. Gets the ball to Hayden. Back to Austin. Austin Chandler with the ball, top of the key. To Cole. Cole to Jace. Thought about a three, changed his mind. Back to Austin. Colton now top of the key. He'll take a three. In and out, no good. Ball rebound. Goes to Barker. Fairland brings the ball up. And it's going to get knocked out of bounds by Austin Chandler. Boy, we're getting our hand on every pass. Fairlands ball out underneath their own goal. We're still up 7-0, 5:25 to go. First quarter action. Martin with a turnaround jumper for Fairland. It's good. That's their first points of the night. Austin Chandler brings the ball up. He'll walk up, take a three, and the ball will get stuck between the goal and the rim, and Martin runs down there and knocks it out for him. And we're going to run into the full court press now. Ball's inbounded to Barker. Back to Martin. Martin's dribbling the ball up. He'll get the ball to Powell. Powell back to Martin, to Barker. And it's stolen by Colton Johnson. Man, Colton's athleticism is well on display tonight. He goes up for the layup and they're going to block it. He didn't have anywhere to go there. Barker brings the ball up now. Now the ball to Martin. To Barker, no good. Colton with the rebound there. He gets the ball to Cole Austin. He comes back the other way. He dribbles through the defense. Going to go off his knee out of bounds. Fairlands ball. Substitutions coming in for Fairland. Number 34 is Anderson, and number 3 is Landrum. Martin with the ball. He'll inbound it to Anderson. Anderson gets the ball to Tudor. It's stolen by Hayden Rogers. Out of Jace Martin. Tries a little fancy reverse layup. No good. And number 14 puts up the shot for Fairland there. That's Fadberg. No good. Jace Martin picks it up. To Austin Chandler. Coach Banker changes the play. Cole Austin on the wing with the ball. Red with his first foul. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We're up 7-2. Our ball out underneath our own goal. Jace Martin with the ball. He'll get it to Hayden Rogers. He'll put the layup in. It's good. Makes it 9-2. Warriors on top. Landrum with the ball. He'll get the ball to Anderson. Stolen by Colton Johnson. I'm telling you, he is all over the place. Gets the ball to Jace Martin underneath the goal. Kicks it back out to wide open Cole Austin. Thank you. They called a 3 second in the lane on a fast break. That's interesting. Oh, well. Well, that's definitely the worst call of the night so far, boys and girls game. That'll be our crown. That'll be our presenting the trophy for first bad call of the year right there. And Fairland's going to take a timeout as they were fixing to lose possession of the ball again. 3:15 to go in the first quarter. We're up 9-2. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
And we're back. 3:15. First quarter action, we're up 9-2. Martin will inbound the ball for Fairland. They'll get the ball to Barker. Barker kicks the ball over the corner to Landrum, down on the low post. Martin ends back up with it for Fairland. He'll put up a 15-footer, in and out, no good. Colton Johnson with the backside rebound. Colton to Cole Austin, to Austin Chandler. He'll dribble into the corner now to Hayden Rogers, back to Cole Austin. To Jace Martin, wide open, three, nothing but net. Good job, Jace. He gets his first points of the night. We're up 12-2 with 2:36 to go. Landrum with the ball. Stolen. Man, our defense is just out of this world right now. Was tipped by Hayden to Colton to Austin Chandler. And number five, Powell, called for his first foul. Our ball inbounded. We get knocked out of bounds by Fairland. 2:27 to go, first quarter. We're up 12-2. Cole Austin to inbound the ball. He'll inbound it to Colton Johnson. Back around to Austin Chandler. Wide open three. In and out, no good. Rebound goes to Landrum for Fairland. And he'll walk, and he knew he did it. Into the game for the first time for the Warriors is number 23, Quentin Williams, young freshman. Our ball out underneath our own goal. We're up 12-2 with 2:15 to go. Ball's inbounded to Hayden Rogers. Back to Colton Johnson. 15-footer in and out. No good. Rebound goes to Bird of Fairland. Let's kick it down low to Padberg, who puts up his shot. No good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line. That foul's on Colton Johnson, his first. Just our second team foul. Padberg's first shot is a very slow delivery. It is nothing but net. 12-3 is your score. Warriors on top. Second shot bounces around. It's also good. Colton Johnson brings the ball up to Cole Austin. He'll crank the three from the corner. Nothing but net. When Cole gets hot, he is unstoppable. Fairland throws the ball length of the court out of bounds, just in frustration of how fast their defense is. 15-4 is the score, 151. Grant Goss checks in. Austin Chandler gets a break. Hayden Rogers will inbound the ball to Quentin. Quentin brings the ball up for us. He gets the ball to Colton Johnson. He'll dribble in, puts the layup up. No good. Hadberg with the rebound. Now to Barker. And he'll get a pickpocket from Williams from behind. He's showing some sweet speed and dribbling ability. Back to Cole Austin. He'll put up the three. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Fairlands ball. Jace Martin comes in. Hayden Rogers gets a break. 1:24 to go in the first quarter. We're up 15-4. Bird with the ball. Now to Martin. He'll throw the ball down to Anderson. And we're going to get a foul on Colton, his second. All right, Fairlands ball out almost at half court. Martin inbounds the ball to Bird. He's barely inbounds himself. And he dribbles top of the key. Kicks the ball down low to Padberg. Puts in the layup. It's good. 15-6. Warriors on top. Quinton brings the ball up. Now Austin Chandler will launch a three. Nothing but net. 18-6. And they'll break our pass with an Austin. And Padberg puts the ball in. We'll turn around. Long shot. Put the three up. No good. Jason Martin gets the ball. He'll get fouled from behind. .35 red. That's Anderson on that foul. 35 seconds to go here in the first. We're up 18-8. Grant Goss with the ball. Now to Austin Chandler. He about loses his dribble, and then he finally kicks it out to Cole Austin. And you know what he does with it? He buries his third three of the quarter. Quinton with a nice steal gets the ball to Cole, gets the ball to Austin Chandler down low, and he gets hammered by Bird. And we're going to get a foul on number two there, which is Bird. 13 seconds to go. Austin Chandler with the ball in the corner. Sloppy behind the back dribble and almost loses it. Gets it back to Grant. Back to Austin Chandler. 5 seconds to go. 4, 3, 2. Launches it at the buzzer. Air ball. And that'll do it for the first quarter. At the end of one, we're up 21-8. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catching Warriors Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley. And we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
And we're back, Warrior fans, 21-8 at the start of the second quarter here. So far, speed trumps size. It looks like Cole Austin will inbound the ball to Quinton Williams in the backcourt. Quinton dribbles the ball up, gets it to Grant Goss. Grant's high post, he's got nowhere to go with it. Hands the ball back off to Quinton. I think he's going to get called for a walk. And we're going to jump into a full court press here. Ball's inbounded to Bird. Stolen by Jace Martin. He gets it to Quinton Williams. He kicks it back out, and it's stolen by Fairlands. stolen back by Grant Goss, and they're going to say it was out of bounds. It's Fairlands ball. Martin inbounds the ball to Barker. Grant Goss steals it. Man, our defense is just incredible. Quentin Williams, Cole Austin, Jace Martin, high post. Back to Cole Austin, back to Grant Goss. He'll switch places with the dribble. Jace Martin on the high post. Kicked it back out to Grant Goss. He'll crank a three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Patchberg with the rebound to Martin, to Barker. He'll put the layup up. It's good. And Grant Goss will get called with the foul. Bucket is good. Barker with it. And he'll go to the line shooting one. No good. We're going to get over the back on number 14, Padberg. That'll be his second. We got some. Hayden Rogers comes back in, and then for the first time, Casey Collins comes in. We got Austin Chandler, Grant Goss, Casey Collins, Hayden Rogers, Jace Martin on the floor for us. Grant with the ball. Back to Austin Chandler. He'll launch a long three. In and out, no good. Rebound goes to Bird. To Tudor. Tudor loses his dribble. Grant Goss with the rebound on the missed shot there. I still thought the Tudor walk. Nevertheless, Austin Chandler brings the ball down. Now to Hayden Rogers. Casey Collins in the corner with the ball. Kicking around to Jace Martin. Casey Collins, high post. Now back out to Grant. He'll lob it down to Jace Martin in the post. He'll get the ball slapped away from him, but it goes out of bounds. Warriors fall out right underneath our own goal. Grant will inbound the ball. Lobs the ball into Hayden Rogers. Back to Grant Goss. Fights his way for a shot. No good. Rebound to Tudor. Tudor picks up his dribble. Now he'll get it to Bird. Ball stolen by Casey Collins. Stolen back by Fairland. Then the ball goes to Barker. He'll put up a shot, and it's good. 21-12, Warriors on top. 5:25 to go, second quarter. Hayden Rogers on the wing. Austin Chandler top of the key. It's Casey right back to Austin. To Grant right back to Austin. To Hayden right back to Austin. They're looking for the backside three-point shot, what they're looking for. Now Austin will just dribble in, put up the shot. It's good, and he's fouled. Ball is on Jackson. His second. Seven fouls on Fairland, four fouls on us. And Austin Chandler's on the line, shooting one. No good. Jace Martin's going to get called for over the back. He didn't mean to. 23-12, 11-point lead. Brooke Smith checks in for the first time. Jace Martin will get a rest. Barker brings the ball up. We've got him in a half-court trap. They don't have the ball across half-court line. Yep, there they do. Gets the ball to Martin. Martin tries to pass the ball to the foul. He wasn't paying attention, and the ball goes out of bounds. That's got to be frustrating when you do a nice spin pass and the guy you're throwing it to's not looking for it. Start the clock. 4:43 on the clock. Brooke Smith with the layup down low. He gets rejected. Ball goes out of bounds off of Fairland. our ball out right underneath our own goal. .436 till halftime. We're up 11, 23-12. Our ball out underneath our own goal. Ball's inbounded to Hayden Rogers. He puts up the shot. No good. And the officials have gone. Whistle happy. Barker picks up a foul. Hayden Rogers at the line. First shot's no good. Second shot is good. 24-12. Barker brings the ball up. Stolen by Casey Collins. And he walks with it. He's looking for a good place to go with it and found a better place, but took a step in between. 4:26 to go. In the second quarter, Fairlands ball out of bounds. Barker to Bird. Bird with the ball almost in the half-court circle. Throws the pass down low. Stolen by Colton Johnson. Austin just dribbling around like a wild man, loses the ball out of bounds. He's got to slow down. He was doing so good there. He's starting to get a little player control issue there. Just take a breath. Colton's going to inbound the ball for us. He'll inbound the ball to Brooks. Brooks loses his dribble. We're going to do a jump ball. Fairlands ball. 4:02. Bird with the ball. He'll throw it to Jackson. Jackson gets the ball over to Martin. Back to Bird, he'll launch a three, it's good. 24-15, that's cut the lead to single digits. We've slowed down just a little bit. Austin Chandler dribbles in, puts the shot up off the side of the glass, no good. Tudor with the ball for Fairlands. Bird with the ball to Jackson, put up the shot blocked by Colton Johnson. Austin Chandler gets the rebound. Back to Colton Johnson. He kicks it over to wide open Hayden Rogers for three, in and out, no good. Gets his own rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Warriors ball. 2:59 to go. Brooks will have a seat. Grant Goss comes back in. And bad inbound pass by Cole Austin there. Straight to Jackson from Fairlands. He kicks the ball back at the foul, puts up shot, no good. Grant Goss with the rebound, now to Austin Chandler. He dribbles in, spins around, shoots too hard, no good. That's a good shot though. Do a jump ball there, it's going to be Warriors ball. Cole Austin will inbound underneath our own goal. He lobs it into Hayden Rogers, to Grant Goss, to Cole. Puts up the shot. He gets fouled. He'll go to the line, shoot two. Their ninth foul. .233 to go here in the second quarter. And Cole will make his first one. Yes. 25-15. Cole Austin on. Cole makes his second one as well. 26-15. Back to an 11-point lead. 2:30. Martin with the ball. Landry, who cranks the three, bounces around, no good. Grant Goss with the rebound to Austin Chandler. And Colton Johnson drives in, misses the layup. Landrum with the rebound there for Fairland. Temporarily stolen by Austin Chandler, then given right back. 1:56 on the clock. And Austin Chandler with another steal, and then Tudor's going to get called for the foul. That's their 10th. We're in the double bonus now. And we're in the double bonus. 26-15. Austin Chandler on the line. First shot, no good. Quentin Williams comes in. Colton Johnson has a seat. Austin Chandler, second shot. He is good. All right, Martin's going to have the ball. Ball passed in. He got flipped out and then got it back. All right, now Fairland's got the ball. Half court. And stolen by Grant Goss. Stolen back by Landrum from Fairland. Back to Martin. He'll take a long three on his own. No good. Landrum with the rebound. Kicked it back out to Barker. He'll put up a shot. In and out. No good. Grant Goss with the rebound. Austin Chandler. We're at a minute 12 to go till halftime. Grant Goss gets fouled by Tudor. That'll be his second. And Grant Goss will go to the line for two. 1:07 on the clock. We're up 12. 27-15 here in the second quarter. See if Grant can get his first points of the year. First shot is up, no good. Second shot on its way, and it's good. Barker with the ball for Fairland. Now to Martin. To Tudor. They're taking a long time between passes. That's got to be a 5-second call. It's called for a double dribble. That was some really sloppy play there. 43 seconds on the clock. 28-15. 37 seconds to go. Grant with the ball. Hayden Rogers. Quentin Williams. Ooh. And throw stem ball down low to Grant Goss. Gets plastered. He'll go to the line to shoot two with 31 seconds. Grant's first shot, nothing but net. Grant's second shot, nothing but net. Casey Collins comes in, and Grant Goss comes out. 31 seconds to go, we're up 15, 30-15. Barker with the ball. to Landrum. Throws the ball to Martin. He'll crank a shot, and it's good. Six seconds to go. Scoop lay up there by Austin Chandler. No good. And the clock's going to run out for Fairlane and get to the other end. That'll do it for the first half. We're up 30-18. Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll be back with the first half recap. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
Mobster Pizzas.
The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
And we're back, Warrior fans. 30-18, great first half. Not really a lot of negative at all. Some silly passes there just for a little bit. But our defense, wow, in every passing lane, even tipping a lot of passes if they're not interception. I wouldn't keep track of how many turnovers Fairlane had, but I sure should have been. We're just all over the place there. Hustle, hustle, hustle. Like I said, we're giving up 4 or 5 inches of player, and especially with the two post guys. I'd say we're giving up 50 pounds apiece on our post players. But speed's beating size all day long right now. And it shows we got way up there, and then we kind of backed off and clutched at a hot overdrive into third or fourth gear and picked it up right there before the half again. But if we kept our hammer down, I bet we would have been up by 20 probably, if not more. But we're sitting here 30-18 on top at halftime right now. Hayden Rogers has 3. Brett Goff has 3. Jace Martin has 3. Austin Chandler has 8. And our high pointer for right now is Cole Austin with 13, which started off with 3 threes in the first quarter there and just kept building. Nobody's in foul trouble. Colton's got 2 and Jace has got 2. And really nobody in foul trouble for Fairlane, even though we were in the double bonus. They spread it out with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys getting fouls there. So we sure appreciate all those extra free throws we got. But 30-18 at halftime. Great first half against Fairlane. And I'm going to guess we're going to wear that size out a little bit more here in a minute. And the speed will really kick in. And we'll probably run them out of the gym, which will only allow them 18 points in the first half. So we'll be back in just a little bit for that third and fourth quarter of a good game. The Warriors are playing great in. 30-18, we'll be back in just a little bit for the third quarter. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready.
Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
mobster pizzas.
The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake. We have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
As old man winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673.
First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
mobster pizzas.
The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
And we're back, Warrior fans. Right on the money, Jay. I mean, as you came back, they didn't bounce the ball. You won't do that the rest of the year. Go ahead and give yourself a bonus. Shots no good from Fairland. Rebound to Jace Martin. Austin Chandler, Hayden Rogers. Cole Austin with the three in the corner. No good. Fairland with the rebound. So I was talking to the official during the halftime. They're asking him about the ball color change because the OSAA hadn't allowed a ball color change in basketball in like 35 years. And he said it had something to do with visibility. Had to be visibility for officials because those young eyes of the players can obviously see it just fine. Hayden Rogers cranks one in from the corner. 33-18. Barker brings the ball up. Kicks it over to Bird. Stolen by Hayden Rogers. Got a 2-on-1. He'll keep it himself. No good. Austin Chandler with the rebound. He'll put up the shot. No good. Colton Johnson puts up the shot, and it's good. We're going to get a timeout. Fairland, 6:47 to go in the third quarter. It is 35-18. He'll take a full 60. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
And we're back, Warrior fans. 6:47 in the third quarter. We're up 35-18, Fairland's ball. Barker brings the ball up. Stolen by Colton Johnson. He gets the ball back to Austin Chandler. He dribbles in. Tries a 2-foot pass to Jace Martin. Only problem was that pass was going about 600 miles an hour, so there was no way Jace was going to catch that. Goes out of bounds, Fairland's ball. Martin brings the ball up for Fairland. Gets the ball to Padberg, puts up the shot, no good. Hayden Rogers with the rebound. Hayden's going to slow it up to Austin Chandler. He'll put up the layup, no good. Jace Martin gets the rebound, puts the layup. It's blocked. Martin takes it the other way for Fairland. Tudor with the long three, no good. Padberg gets the rebound, puts it up. No good. Foul's on the ground. Hayden Rogers gets called with the foul. Fairland's ball out of bounds under their own goal. Ball's inbounded to Powell. To Tudor. Back to Martin. He'll shoot a three. No good. Hayden Rogers with the rebound. To Austin Chandler. 5:50 on the clock. Austin just standing up top of the key dribbling. Just dribbling away. They're not going to guard him. And he'll switch the ball to Colton, to Cole. Alley-oop to Colton Johnson off the glass is good. Good job, Colton. 37-18, Warriors on top. Hadberg with the ball. Now to Martin for Fairland. End of the corner to Powell. Stolen by Jace Martin, but it goes out of bounds. .507 on the clock, 37-18. 19-point lead for the Warriors. Jackson will inbound the ball for Fairland. And Hayden Rogers will steal it. His momentum will carry him out of bounds. Fairland's ball, half court. Ball's inbounded to Jackson. He'll kick it back out to Tudor. Shot is up and good by Tudor. 37-20. We'll miss our shot. Tudor with the rebound. Heads back the other way. Jackson with the shot. No good. Colton Johnson takes the ball the other way. Layup's up and good. 39-20 with 4:15 to go in the third. Martin with the ball. Kicks it back out to Tudor. Ball tip, Austin Chandler. Colton Johnson, wide open layup. He's got another one. Colton didn't have any points in the first half. He's got eight here in the third quarter. So we're up 21 points now, 41-20. Martin with the ball for Fairland, top of the key. He'll put up the shot. No good. Jace Martin with the ball, but I think he stepped out of bounds. Martin inbounds the ball for Fairland underneath their own goal. Kicks it back out to Bird. Back in the corner to Martin. Into the post to Padberg, to Martin. And he'll nail a three. Austin Chandler brings the ball up for our Warriors. He'll get it swiped by Bird. He was trying to get a little fancy there. Colton Johnson steals it back. Gets it to Jace Martin. Loses it, gets it back, then goes up for a shot, misses. Hayden Rogers. That'd be Jackson called for that foul. Warriors ball out underneath our own goal. Cole Austin to inbound the ball to Austin Chandler. He'll just launch the three. In and out, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off the Warriors. Fairland gets the ball. Bird brings the ball up. Austin Chandler's not letting him across that court. And Fairland's going to have to take a timeout. 2:53 to go here in the third. 41-23 is your score. And we'll take 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'Em Warriors Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley. And we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area.
Stop by for one of our
Mobster Pizzas,
the best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
And we're back. 2:53 to go here in the third quarter. We're up 41-23. Fairlands ball out at half court. Barker with the ball. He inbounds the ball to Jackson. Back to Barker. Martin in the corner, wide open for a three, and he drills it. 41-26, Austin Chandler brings the ball down for us. He'll put up the shot, and it's good. 43-26, Jackson's going to get called for the walk. It'll be Warriors ball out underneath our own goal. Inbound to Austin Chandler, puts up a layup, no good. Barker with the rebound. Ball goes up off of Jackson, no good. Hayden Rogers with the rebound. They kick it over to Austin Chandler. Back to Jace Martin, he'll crank a three. He nailed it, good job, Jace. His second field goal of the night. Both of them are three-pointers. Barker with the ball. He tries to throw it down low and gets kicked out of bounds. Four substitutes come in for the Warriors. So now on the floor with Casey Collins, Grant Goss, Quentin Williams, Colton Johnson, and Brooke Smith. Barker with the ball. Now to Bird. To Martin, he'll crank another three. Way misses. Jackson down low with the ball. He'll put it up and he scores. 46-28. Quentin Williams with the ball now. To Colton Johnson. And he loses his dribble. It'll be Fairlands ball. Ball's inbounded to Bird. Now to Martin. We're in a half-court trap. Ball is kicked over to Bird. I think Bird accidentally thought the official was a teammate. He tried throwing the ball. Of course, he didn't take it. Quinn Williams brings the ball up for the Warriors. 1:20 on the clock. Hey, Warrior fans, real quick, I want to let you know that we will be playing Tuesday night in the Adair Tournament. We have the two late games. The girls play at 7:30 and the boys play at 9. Both of us are playing Adair. Once again, Tuesday night in the Adair Tournament. The girls play at 7:30 and the boys play at 9. We missed the shot. Barker brings it back for Fairland. He'll kick the ball to Padberg down low, puts the shot up. No good. Grant Goss with the rebound. He gets it to Colton Johnson. Down in the corner, Casey Collins launches a three. Air ball over the top. Barker with the rebound to Padberg. Puts up the shot, and it's good. 46-30. We've got 29 seconds on the clock, and Coach Banker takes his first timeout. It's the 30 seconds. We'll be back. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network here on SportsFeedOK.com.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
And we're back, Warrior fans. Up by 16. We're up by 12 at halftime. We've been up as many as 22. They cut the lead back to 16, but we were just kind of running up and down the floor there for a little while, eating up clock. 29 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. It's our ball out at half court. Colton Johnson's going to inbound the ball. Inbound the ball to Quentin Williams. Quentin gets the ball to Brooks. To Colton. To Quentin. Back to Brooks. To Quentin. Casey Collins. And we're going to get a foul on Lawler, who's just entered the game. For Fairland. Grant Goss gets the ball inbounded down in the corner to Casey Collins. To Quentin Williams. 3 seconds to go. Colton Johnson puts the shot up at the buzzer. No good. That takes us to the fourth quarter with a 16-point lead, 46-30. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsfeedOK.com.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
And we're back, Warrior fans. 46-30 as we start the fourth quarter. I shouldn't do this. I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. Big difference between the first half and the second half. We only had three fouls called in that entire quarter. Wow. Hopefully that didn't jinx us there. We missed the shot. Quentin Williams steals the pass from Fairland. No, puts up the three. No good. Rebound goes to Martin from Fairland. They get it across half court. Kicks the ball back out to Lawler. Ball goes out of bounds off of Fairland. It'll be Warriors ball. Brooks Smith the inbound. To Quentin. Back to Casey. Casey kicks it out to Quentin. We'll get the 3 seconds in the lane called on Brooks. Ball's inbounded to Martin. To Bird. Fairland gets the ball across half court. Top of the key. Dribbles to the corner. Back up to the top of the key. Quentin Williams with the steal there. He'll get the ball forward to Colton Johnson. Underneath the goal. Puts up the layup. He was too far underneath it. Missed it. He goes for the steal, but he's going to get called for the foul. That'll just be his third. 6:55 to go in the ballgame. Still 16-point lead for the Warriors. Excuse me. Bird inbounds to Martin for Fairland. Top of the key. Dribbles to the high post. Back to Laura. And we're going to get a jump ball tie up there. It'll be Warriors ball. Nope, make that Fairland's ball. Let's read that. Four substitutes come in the game for Fairland. Now Martin inbounds the ball to Tudor. Back to Martin. He'll hit Padberg in the post. He'll put up the shot. No good. Rebound Quentin Williams. Went and put the layup up, no good. Grant Goss with the putback, no good. Brooks Smith gets the rebound to Casey Collins. We'll take the ball up top and reset the offense. And Clinton Williams, a loss of three, misses everything. And Fairland gets the ball. 6 minutes to go in this ball game. Nobody scored in the fourth quarter yet. Hadberg with the ball down low. He'll turn around for a jump shot. He must have heard me say that if he makes it. Williams with the ball to Colton Johnson. Colton puts up the shot and makes it. See if they count it. 21 be Martin on the foul. They say it's on the floor, so it'll be Warriors ball out underneath the goal. And we do four substitutes. On the floor for the Warriors now, you've got Cole Austin, Hayden Rogers, Austin Chandler, Jace Martin, and Grant Goff. Hayden Rogers takes the pass from Jace Martin and makes it. And it's good. 48-32. Still a 16-point lead. That's just kind of where it's been hanging the whole second half. Tudor with a three from Fairland, and it's good. 48-35. Cole Austin in the corner with the ball. He'll get Jace Martin. Kicks it over here in the corner to Hayden. Don't make that Grant for the shot. No good. Tudor with the rebound for Fairland. Tudor up top with the ball. Grant Goss with the steal. Got an uncontested layup, and he makes it. 50-35, 440 on the clock. Tudor, Martin, Barker back to Tudor. Fairland with good ball movement. Back to Lowell. Excuse me, Powell. Foul back to Barker. Shot no good. Padberg down low. Shot no good. Grant Goss with the rebound. Now to Austin Chandler. Cole Austin. No good on the shot. Aiden Rogers with the rebound. Austin Chandler in the corner. And he'll nail a three. 53-35, back to an 18-point lead. 3:53 on the clock. Powell with the ball. To get the ball to Padberg. To Martin. Jump hook, no good. Padberg with the rebound. Shot, no good. Gets his own rebound, shoots again. Misses. Fouls on Austin Chandler. Padberg on the line for Fairland. He'll be shooting two. First shot on its way. No good off the back of the rim. Two subs have come in for Fairland. One still sitting for the shooter. Padberg for the second shot. On its way, it's good. He'll come out as well. 3:36 to go. We've got a 17-point lead. Austin Chandler brings the ball up. There's a little give and go to Hayden Rogers. Hayden puts it in. Back to a 19-point lead, 55-36, 3:17 on the clock. Game's not really been in question since midway through the second quarter. Again, a lot of guys minutes tonight. I think everybody, I think 10 players have played equal amounts there, so that's pretty good. Fairland's going to steal the ball, but momentum carry him out of bounds. It'll be our ball near half court. Cole Austin will inbound it. 3:03 on the clock. Lawler will come in. Martin will get a good rest. Ball's inbounded to Colton Johnson. He's back in. To Austin Chandler, he'll crank a three. In and out, no good. Barker with the rebound. He'll take it coast to coast and dishes it back out to Anderson. To Jackson down low, he'll put up the shot and it's good. Austin Chandler dribbles in, puts the scoop layup up. No good, gets his own rebound. He'll get fouled and go to the line to shoot. Fouls on Anderson. 2:30 to go in the ball game. Austin Chandler on the line shooting two. First shot's on its way. Off to the right side, no good. Brooke Smith will come in for Jace Martin. Quentin Williams is set to come in for Austin Chandler. Casey Collins is set to come in. Austin Chandler's shot. Off to the right side again, no good. Brooke Smith with the rebound. And puts it back in. It's good. Good job, Brooke. Using that wide body finally. He's not really that wide. He's just taller than everybody else. Landrum with the shot there for Fairland is good. 2:16 to go. We got a 17-point lead, 57-40. Bird's going to foul. He's not shooting. Was that a shooting foul? Should be on the floor. To say, Austin was trying to lobby for a shooting foul, but he wasn't even close to it. All right, so we got some new players in. Number 44, John Wilhite. Casey Collins with the ball. Now to number 20, Evan Schelling. Who made that, Evan? He got lost in the trees. Evan gets his first bucket of the year. And Fairland's going to throw the ball out of bounds since they've got some subs in as well. 2 minutes to go. We got a 19-point lead. Evan Schelling's going to inbound the ball to Quentin Williams. Casey Collins. Kicks it back out to Evan Schelling, who launches a three. No good. He gets his own rebound, maybe fights for it. We're going to go jump ball. And he'll stay up there at the Warriors. 1:35 to go. We got a 19-point lead. Evan Schelling. Gets the ball into John Wilhite. John's easily the tallest guy on the floor and probably also the lightest guy on the floor. Quentin to Casey. To Evan, top of the key. To Brooks, high post. He's going to drive down the road, put up the shot, no good. Jackson with the rebound for Fairland. Minute 17 on the clock. He got away with the walk. Nope, they called it. In comes number one, Braden Mitchell. And Quentin Williams will have a seat. Minute 12 on the clock. We're still up 19. And Evans dribbling around. And to Casey, I think we're eating the clock as we're under a minute to go now here. Just passing the ball around. We're going to lose it. They take it the other way. And Fairland puts the shot up. No good. They were trying to get a point there for a young man that just came in. Number 11, Brad Brooks. There he is. 37 seconds on the clock. Brad Brooks on the line for Fairland. We're up by 19. There's first shot. No good. We'll keep it right here at the end of the game, do a little game summary. Once again, don't forget, Tuesday night, 7:30 girls versus Adair in Adair. 9 o'clock boys versus Adair in Adair's first round of the Adair tournament. Brooke Smith with the rebound. He'll get it to Braden. Over to Evan. Down on the corner to Casey. Back to Brooks, high post. He'll dribble in again. He was looking for John Wilhite, and he gets fouled. And it'll be Warriors ball out underneath our own goal with 23 seconds to go. Evan Schilling. We'll inbound the ball. Inbounds it to Casey Collins. 18 seconds to go. We should just probably dribble it out here. 12 seconds to go. Casey back to Braden. Back to Casey. To Braden. 5-2. And that'll do it for the ball game. And we'll win this game 59-40. Game really not in doubt after about 2 minutes into the second quarter. Our starters' defense was simply incredible tonight. Hit every passing lane. I can tell me how many they stolen, how many they tipped, and then everybody just kind of shifted into cruise control, to be honest with you, there in the third and fourth quarter. We got up by 22. I went one time, ended up winning by 19. Maryland did cut it all the way down to 13 at one point in the fourth quarter there, but to no avail there. Let me go ahead and give you our points. Brooks Smith had 2. Evan Schilling had 2. Grant Goss had 5. Jason Martin has 6. Colton Johnson had 8. Hayden Rogers has 10. Austin Chandler had 13. And Cole Austin had 13. So that'll make our boys 1-1 as we lost Oklahoma Union last week. And we beat Fairland today. And a good start to the season. Both girls and boys, I'm going to give them the plus of. There was hustle. Girls 10 times hustled over last year. Super improved. We may have lost, but I saw a whole lot better team than what I saw last year. So I'm going to give my A-plus on their effort and their hustle and their basketball knowledge there.